What is your company culture? Does it promote safety both in the sky and on the ground? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. This is the third installment in our series on the NBAA Safety Committee's top safety focus areas, positive safety culture. The idea is that every company has a culture, a set of established beliefs, values, attitudes, practices. So what's a positive safety culture?
I actually define it very simply as doing the right thing at the right time for the right reasons, and doing that every time.
That's Roger Baker, president of Safety Focus Group, a safety auditing company. He's also a member of the NBAA Safety Committee. Bill Grimes is another Safety Committee member. He's vice president of safety at Citation Air.
I think it starts, Pete, with a recognition. Where is our company culture or our department's culture? And that can be done really easy just through listening to what people say, identifying and listening to what the leadership reinforces the type of behaviors that they tend to key in on. Mostly, I think it starts with leadership's behavior.
Both Grimes and Baker agree a positive safety culture starts from the top and works its way down through the entire workforce. And part of it is reassuring employees they won't be punished for doing the right thing.
People will make mistakes. We're humans, and we also have frail equipment on occasion that causes us to make mistakes. So we have to acknowledge that mistakes will be made, and we need to learn from those mistakes and move on so that people don't feel like they're afraid to report what happens. And when they're reported, then they're followed up and the root cause is determined, and we try to figure out a way to mitigate those risks in the future.
The Safety Committee calls that a just culture, which Grimes says necessarily runs side by side with a safety culture.
If leadership can come forward and express where they have had errors and can openly talk about them, that sets the tone for others. Because I think there's multiple cultures in any organization, and particularly a flight department. You could look at senior leadership, but then there's also leadership in the flight deck. And how can you correct a coworker? And I think that's the tone in the flight deck, who's ever the captain, or even if you have co-captains, I think it's them working together, said, hey, you see me doing something that isn't right, or I'm about ready to have an error or some kind of situation, speak up, correct me.
I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, let's check in with Rob Mark on what the Airplane Geeks have cooking this week.
This week on the Airplane Geeks, we talked to Tyler Dickman, CEO of Lounge Buddy, about cool new services for air travelers. We'll also talk about the airline experience in general these days. We'll, of course, have all our regular features, including an airplane of the week. That's on airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. Let's continue now with the third installment in our series on the NBAA Safety Committee's top safety focus areas. This week, it's all about the creation of a positive safety culture, where safety in all aspects of the job, whether on the ground or in the sky, is always a top priority. Along with that comes a just culture, where people aren't afraid to say something when they see something that could be safer, or to admit and discuss their mistakes for the sake of the greater good. Along with that, says Safety Focus Group President Roger Baker,
I think it boils down to trust. I trust the people above me to treat me fairly if I make a mistake, and they trust me to do the job that I know how to do and I'm trained to do and I have all the guidance I need, and to come forward if I feel that I am missing some kind of a resource to do the best job that we know how to do. And finally, we understand that we're entrusted with the company's assets in terms of airplanes and hangars, and we'll be good stewards of those assets.
Over the next several months, the NBAA Safety Committee will formulate strategies and tips to help flight departments continually develop and improve their cultures of safety. For more information, go to the NBAA website and search on the term positive safety culture. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.